Number 2. Four works by Keir Smith. Nearly all of the sculptures in the Warwick collection are abstract works, but as you can see, these four carvings by Keir Smith contain figurative elements. They're from a five-part suite of works called Variations on a Braided Rope, which is about memory and the artist's recollections of his childhood in Kent. Smith was interested in the art and architecture of the past, and in archaeology, and the way other lives and times can be evoked in the landscape. These works are made from reclaimed railway sleepers, originally used in one of the early lines in the London Underground, which were replaced by concrete beams in the 1980s. The material is jarrahwood, an Australian hardwood with a dark reddish-brown colour. You can see the shape of the chisels used to cut away the wood, large gouges where he has needed to remove a lot of material, and small, more scratch-like marks to get the fine detail of the motifs in each railway sleeper. The piece at the top of this group is called Hawser Higham Bight, which gives us a precise geographical reference. Higham is a village in Kent near Gravesend. Bight is the Old English name given to a bend or curve in the shoreline. So Higham Bight is the shoreline of this great bend in the River Thames on its way to the sea. A hawser, or steel cable, is used in towing or mooring a ship. Cargo shipping would come up the River Thames to Tilbury Docks, where the artist's father worked and where his great-grandfather had been the captain of a Thames barge. The second work in the group is called Funnel, and is another image from the maritime industries that surrounded Smith's childhood home in Gravesend in the 1950s. The remembered sight is of the funnel of one of these ships seen slowly moving by above the wall of the docks. The third work, Kentish Fire, refers to a different aspect of Smith's childhood memories. Kent used to be known as the Garden of England, since its fertile soil allowed the development of many farms to supply London with produce. Kentish Fire recalls the way that farmers used to burn stubble fields after harvest to rid the soil of pests and diseases, a practice which was banned in 1993. But this dramatic sight, particularly at night time, was one etched into the memory of the artist as a boy. The last work in the group, The Final Flourish, returns to the history of the Thames as a maritime highway, showing part of a coil of huge rope, again used for towing or mooring large ships. A final flourish is the last great gesture before the inevitable end. And though Tilbury Docks remains one of the main container ports in the UK, merchant shipping has been in decline since the 1960s and is not the busy enterprise it once was. There is another sense in which this work is about memory. Funnel and Final Flourish were purchased for the collection in 1987. The two companion pieces, Kentish Fire and Hawser Higham Bight, were given to the university by the artist in memory of his younger brother, Christopher Smith, a student at the university who had shared these childhood landscapes and who tragically died aged 26 in 1987.